Spring is here in the South. Farmers all over our region, even the ones who just have a little spot in the backyard, are planting vegetables that Southerners want. Tomatoes, of course, given our regional love of the tomato sandwich, cheap white bread, mayonnaise, and slices from a tomato that was on the vine less than an hour ago, and okra, without which there is no gumbo, and, of course, asparagus. Wait, you're saying there's nothing distinctly Southern about asparagus? True that. Although there are many cooks here who make asparagus Southern by turning it into a casserole. 2 pounds of the stalks, plus heavy cream, butter, onions, cheese, salt, pepper, 1 full sleeve of butter crackers, and cream of celery soup from a can. Now, that recipe is a testament to the stubbornness that is part of Southern culture, both for good and for evil. You want another example of stubbornness? Try growing the asparagus yourself from seeds. If you plant some right now, you might, and that's a big might, eat your homegrown asparagus 3 years from now. Asparagus seeds are notoriously difficult to germinate. You must start them indoors in a place with friendly light and warmth. If you can get them to sprout, and that's another big if, they come up beautiful, like tiny, wispy ferns. And once they're 4 to 6 inches high, you can take them outside and replant them. And then you wait for 3 years. Your job is just to keep those delicate plants properly watered and mulched, typically under wood shavings because other mulches are too heavy. For the first 2 years, you simply let the plants come up and let them die back in the winter, always keeping the bed mulched. Then, in the 3rd year, amid the feathery plants, you will see asparagus stalks rising. At least that's what they told me when I first planted asparagus 6 years ago. I should have been eating homegrown asparagus for the last 2 years, according to my research back then. I still do as instructed. I cut the plants back in the winter, and every spring they return, but not in thick, crunchy stalks. My plants stay as wispy as those seedlings from 6 years ago. The only difference is that they grow 3 to 4 feet high, like weeds, but prettier. Now, I have harvested a few thick, edible stalks, a precious few. The truth is, I have eaten from my garden precisely 3 stalks of asparagus, 2 the year before last and 1 last year. Now, if anyone within the sound of my voice lives in the South and has been successful at growing their own asparagus, please send me your advice, because someday I'd like to harvest enough to try that casserole recipe. Come see us anytime at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.